Ryan Berg is representing Storm Lake St. Mary's with our final spotlight of the school year for St. Mary's. And Ryan, let's first and foremost talk about something that I had the opportunity to visit with a couple students last week, and it's the food packaging event that takes place this coming Thursday.
Yeah, you bet. This is our, eighth year of the event. We started it back in 2010. Again, we partner with the Then Feed Just One organization that's based out of Lamar's. And so this Thursday, April 27th, we'll be getting our working shifts around 9:45 a.m. and we'll continue packaging meals until about 6 p.m., depending on, you know, how things go. If we reach our goal sooner than that, we would shut down. But, you know, last year it took us about right up until the 6 o'clock time to meet our quota that we were shooting for, which, again, we're hoping to package at least 100,000 meals, and everything is in our gymnasium. And, you know, the way the system works, again, you know, basically we raise money to be able to purchase the supplies that go into the packages that we put together, which is just a mixture of rice and soy and dried vegetables and vitamin powder that are extremely nutritious for those children in Honduras where this food will get sent that are suffering from malnutrition. And so we still welcome any donations for the event, and, you know, we have tried to kind of keep growing this event and make it a community-wide event, and so we're willing to open up to any volunteers who would want to come in and stop by during that 9:45 to 6 o'clock time frame, anytime that works for them and want to come, you know, work a shift with us or want to stop in, make a donation. You know, they're more than welcome to do either one.
Boy, with the goal of 100,000 and times that by 8 years, and I know maybe every year not around 100,000, but you're getting close to 1 million meals, which is really, really impressive. So that, again, on Thursday, if you'd like to make a monetary donation or set up a little shift time, call the school at 732-4166. What about a shout-out now for your DI team?
Yeah, one of our middle school Destination Imagination teams qualified for the global competition again later in May this year, which takes place down in Knoxville, Tennessee. So it was our fine arts Destination Imagination team led by teacher Kathy Benz. And so they're looking to raise some money to be able to, afford their trip to go to Knoxville. Mm-hmm. And so they've got a couple things coming up that people can support them if they would like. I think on May 1st, they are going to be doing one of the community impact events at Pizza Ranch that people can come and eat at Pizza Ranch on the night of Monday or of May 1st to support their cause. And they're also selling some May Day baskets that if people would want to order a basket, they're $2, and orders can be dropped off at the office anytime before Friday, April 28th. And they will deliver the baskets in town on Monday, May 1st. So.
All right. Very good. And lastly, graduation, believe it or not, not too far away. And you have lined up a very special speaker, being a graduate of St. Mary's himself.
Yes, this year we are fortunate enough to have one of our alumni make it back to speak at graduation. And it's very fitting for this year as he's had quite a successful year for himself. But we were able to secure Ben McCollum, coach of the national champion Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, that will be here for our graduation this year, and definitely looking forward to that. I was able to go to 4 of the 6 games along the tournament trail for Ben and his team, and, you know, saw lots of great things of what he's doing with the program, and he's great to watch coach, and obviously very deserving of all the success that he had this year, and St. Mary's is definitely proud of everything he's gone on to do, and we look forward to seeing him again.
Ryan Berg, thank you so much for the information with the school spotlight. Hope you have a great turnout and hit that 100,000 meal plateau for your food packaging event this Thursday. And thanks again. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Spotlight program with Storm Lake St. Mary's every other week right here on Mix 101.7.